Andrew Denny, 10 Eyewitness News.
Now to a problem that has plagued both sides of state politics, but the Premier may have solved the issue of having property developers on local councils. 10 News understands that she has settled on a system that takes away their power and the threat of corruption. Catalina Flores explains.
As the Premier inspected the almost completed deck of the Sydney Metro SkyTrain bridge,
so the project is running on time,
the opposition leader was pledging to ban property developers from local councils.
We've seen here in Auburn what happens when developer self-interest takes over a council.
He's referring to Salim Mahaja, the controversial former deputy mayor of Auburn, whose family was set to benefit from the sale of a council car park. Gladys Berejiklian rejected Labor's promise but hinted at other solutions.
We are looking at measures that will strengthen the process to make decisions at council have greater integrity and transparency.
One such measure, independent panels, which are currently used to determine development applications on a voluntary basis in areas such as Fairfield, Liverpool, Sutherland, Lang Cove, North Sydney and Manly.
But overall, I think it is very much about reassuring the public that the process is clean.
10 News understands the government is seriously considering rolling out these independent hearing and assessment panels across all councils, therefore taking the decision-making out of the hands of councillors. It's hoped the mandatory panels will eliminate conflicts of interest and lead to faster council approvals, details of which will be made clear before the state budget in June. Catalina Flores, 10 Eyewitness News.
There were clear blue skies about today, but the chill factor is starting to creep up. So Tim Bailey, this dip in temperatures is definitely telling us winter is fast approaching.
Well, I tell you what, Sandra, at Goulburn, minus 7.5 degrees this morning, a frost, don't worry about